The AI world is buzzing today with a massive new venture from Anthropic, teaming up with Wall Street heavyweights to supercharge AI adoption across hundreds of companies. Meanwhile, the White House is eyeing a significant shift in AI policy, considering pre-release vetting for new models, a move that could reshape how AI is developed and deployed in the U.S. We'll also dive into major tech giants agreeing to give the government early access to their AI, in a key AWS update for developers looking to build powerful AI agents. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today reveals Anthropic, the AI research company behind the Claude model, is making a monumental push into enterprise adoption, announcing a new $1.5 billion firm with some of the biggest names in finance. According to CNBC, Anthropic is partnering with private equity giants Goldman Sachs and Blackstone, alongside San Francisco-based Hellman & Friedman, to launch this new entity. The goal of this ambitious venture, as reported by the New York Times, is to accelerate the integration of Anthropic's Claude AI model across hundreds of companies, particularly those within the private equity portfolios of these financial powerhouses.
This strategic alliance, also backed by a group of asset managers, including Apollo and General Atlantic, aims to directly deploy Claude's advanced capabilities, offering a significant pathway for businesses to leverage cutting-edge AI for various operational enhancements and efficiency gains. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei sees this as a crucial step in speeding the adoption of artificial intelligence across a wide array of industries, moving beyond initial pilot programs to widespread implementation. This move underscores a growing trend where AI developers are not just building models, but actively facilitating their real-world application, signaling a major investment in making sophisticated AI accessible and impactful for a broad range of industries. Shifting gears to policy, the White House is reportedly considering a significant new layer of oversight for artificial intelligence models before they are made publicly available. The New York Times reports that the Trump administration, which previously adopted a largely non-interventionist stance on AI development, is now discussing imposing pre-release vetting on these advanced systems. This potential policy shift, also highlighted by Reuters, would involve government reviews of new AI models, aiming to check for national security risks, biases, and other potential harms before they reach the wider public. Officials briefed on the deliberations suggest this represents a notable change in approach, signaling a more proactive and potentially restrictive regulatory environment for AI in the United States. Such a move could profoundly impact the development and deployment timelines for AI companies, requiring them to engage with federal agencies earlier in their product cycles and potentially slowing down innovation in some areas. In a related development concerning government oversight in AI, major tech players Microsoft, Alphabet-owned Google, and Elon Musk's xAI have agreed to provide the U.S. government with early access to their new artificial intelligence models. Reuters reports that this new deal is specifically designed to allow federal agencies to conduct thorough security checks for national security risks before these advanced AI models are publicly released to the broader market. This proactive collaboration signifies a growing recognition among leading AI developers of the critical need to address potential risks associated with powerful AI systems, especially those with broad societal implications and potential dual-use capabilities. By offering early access, these companies aim to foster trust and ensure that their innovations align with national security interests, potentially setting a precedent for future industry-government partnerships in the AI space.
This agreement suggests a voluntary step towards greater transparency and risk mitigation from these tech giants, complementing the White House's broader discussions on pre-release vetting and responsible AI development. On the product front, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, has unveiled significant updates at its What's Next with AWS 2026 event, including a major enhancement for developers working with AI agents. According to the AWS news blog, the company announced Amazon Bedrock Managed Agents, a new offering specifically designed to help developers build production-ready, open AI-powered agents directly in the cloud. These managed agents are built with the OpenAI harness, promising faster execution, sharper reasoning capabilities, and more reliable steering for complex, long-running tasks, which is crucial for enterprise applications. This development is particularly important for businesses looking to integrate sophisticated AI agents into their operations, offering a streamlined path to leverage OpenAI's powerful models within the robust and scalable AWS ecosystem. It highlights AWS's continued commitment to providing comprehensive tools that simplify the deployment of advanced AI, further solidifying its position as a key platform for AI innovation and accessibility for developers worldwide. In a quick hit from the investment world, Bret Taylor's AI startup Sierra has successfully raised a substantial $950 million in new funding. Tech Startups reports that this impressive funding round values the company at a staggering $15.8 billion post-money, reflecting intense investor demand for AI agent companies and their potential. This raise underscores the ongoing surge in venture capital flowing into AI, particularly for firms poised to define the next generation of AI applications and intelligent automation. Before I let you go, here's what to watch in the coming days. Keep a close eye on the White House's deliberations regarding AI model vetting. Any concrete policy announcements could significantly impact the entire AI development landscape and regulatory future. Also, watch for further details on Anthropic's new $1.5 billion venture as its strategy for integrating Claude into hundreds of private equity-owned firms could set a new standard for enterprise AI adoption and market penetration. That is TSL, Bite Size for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more essential AI news. See you tomorrow.